What do they say is good for the soul? Confession. Confession is good for the soul. Do you agree? Probably most of us would agree with that, but why is it? Simply put, admitting your sins honestly is therapeutic and will make you feel better. But is that all there is to it? Confessing just to make us feel better? Many identify this expression as an old Scottish proverb that appeared around the mid-1800s. While the phrase itself doesn't appear in the Bible, there are quite a few references to confessing our sins and turning from evil ways or wrongdoing to be in a right relationship with God. I think back to some of my earliest memories and times when maybe I did something I knew was wrong. My mom and dad told me not to do something, but I did it anyway. Maybe I got caught, maybe I didn't, but still, I knew it was wrong and something was unsettled in my heart. It's the result of sin. Not only did I feel bad for disobeying my parents, it was bigger than that in my heart. It was the effect of sin. From the beginning, in the garden, sin entered into the world. As a result, we are all under its curse. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. There is no one righteous. No matter how good we think we are still in need of forgiveness. Only God is holy. Sin can't be in His presence. So as a result of sin, we were separated from God. All throughout the Old Testament, God's people tried to keep the laws and keep themselves holy, but the weight of that burden was great, and no one could ever measure up to that perfect standard. Then came Jesus, God's Son, God with us, sent to make a way. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's the gift of salvation for all who believe. And once we believe and accept that gift, we can be free from the weight and the burden of our sin. But it doesn't stop there. We are prone to wander. So we fall back into mistakes, wrong choices, acting out in pride, anger, lust, jealousy, gluttony, greed, and so much more. When we do, we should feel unsettled in our heart. There should be conviction, understanding that our choices are sinful and do not lead to an abundant life of peace and joy. Conviction should always lead to confession. Here's what the Bible says about it. 1 John 1:8-9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Don't be deceived by sin. We can't walk in darkness and expect our soul to be full of joy and peace. If it's been a while since you've been convicted of sin in your life, maybe it's time to be still and humble yourself before a holy God. Ask Him to reveal the things in your life that need confessing. He is a God of love, but His holiness will not allow Him to ignore sin. I'm thankful He is faithful to forgive. He wants the best for us, so He gave us His word where we can know truth, have guidance for the temptations we face each day, and grace to sustain us and cover us when we fall. That's the truth. Confession is good for the soul. But it's a bit deeper than that. It's the truth that leads to conviction, that leads to confession, that leads to honest change. That is good for the heart and the soul. I'm Lori Klein.